Good afternoon. First of all, let me emphasize that the numbers that you're going to see in this presentation, it's based on some updated result because we implemented some quality control measures, and these may be a little bit different from what you see in the abstract. So I don't have any relationships to disclose, but what I have is a great epidemiology passion. So let's get started. invasive pneumococcal disease, or IPD, is basically the isolation of Streptococcus pneumoniae from normal sterile sites such as blood and cerebrospinal fluid. A serious and vaccine-preventable disease, IPD typically manifests as pneumonia, septicemia, or meningitis. In the United States, IPD is the leading cause of bacterial meningitis in young children. IPD surveillance system is important for many reasons. First, these surveillance systems are used to monitor pneumococcal vaccination program. Accurate surveillance is crucial to monitor changes in IPD epidemiology. Inconsistent reporting or even underreporting of small number of IPD cases may adversely impact policy decisions regarding vaccine use in high-risk population. IPD became reportable disease in New Mexico in 2000. We have two components, the passive surveillance and the active surveillance. And the passive component, laboratory reports are submitted from the healthcare providers and laboratory to New Mexico Department of Health, and worth to mention is statewide. As well, New Mexico is one of the 10 sites that participates in the active bacterial core surveillance, or the ABCs, of the CDC's Emerging Infections Program since 2004. Basically, this is a population-based laboratory surveillance in which cases among non-New Mexican residents are excluded. Basically, clinical laboratory records are regularly audited on to assure reporting completeness. Worth to mention, a law change was passed in 2009, and this allows to use hospital record-level data for the first time for evaluation purposes at New Mexico Department of Health. In this evaluation, we attempted to answer two questions. First, how complete is the combined passive and active IPD surveillance in New Mexico? Second, can hospitalization data identify additional IPD cases? In order to do so, we decided to use capture-recapture method. Basically, this method has been used to undercount for surveillance, and then it can be used to determine reporting completeness. Basically, it compared the result of two independent reporting systems, and then it calculated the number of cases missed by both systems. Then the estimated total number of cases, or N, is derived. It basically relies on four major assumptions. First, closed population. In other words, there is no change in our study population during the study period. Second, there is no loss of text. And basically, this means we identified true events, and only true events were linked during our linkage process. And then the simple randomness assumption, each surveillance system or reporting system, each individual in that system has the same chance of being included in that surveillance. And finally, independency means, you know, the two systems independent from each other. And this is really is factual because the use of capture-recapture methodology in human study, we have some sort of dependency, given, you know, there are some laboratory-confirmed requirement. So in our study, first we linked our IPD surveillance data with New Mexico's hospital inpatient discharge data, or HID, by deterministic data linkage. And potential IPD cases in HIDs were identified using the International Classification of Disease, or ICD-9 codes. We used two IPD-specific codes, meningitis and septicemia due to Streptococcus pneumonia, and three nonspecific codes were included to maximize the identification of potentially miscoded IPD cases. In the next few slides, I'm going to walk you through the results using a flow diagram. Surveillance identified 1,191 cases. Interestingly enough, 2/3 of cases were reported initially through only the passive components. And HID identified 1,287 cases. 523 cases were linked. And the IPD diagnosis for these cases were verified as part of our surveillance. 668 cases were identified only by surveillance. Interestingly, almost 79% were reported as hospitalized but undetected by New Mexico's HID surveillance data set. 764 cases were identified only by HID. Of these, 702 cases had IPD nonspecific codes and 62 had IPD specific codes. However, we wondered how many of these cases were true IPD cases. In order to do so, we decided to use a hybrid methodology. First, all the hospital admission with the IPD specific codes, in other words, the 62, were reviewed using a census approach, and only 4 cases were confirmed IPD cases, in other words, isolation of Streptococcus pneumonia from a sterile site. For the nonspecific codes, we had a big number, 702, so we decided to use a systematic sampling approach. So 15% of these cases were reviewed, and only 4 were confirmed IPD cases. Doing extrapolation and sum math, the estimated IPD cases among these were estimated to be 28 cases. To recap, of the potential 764 HID IPD cases, 32 were estimated to be really IPD cases post-validation process. This table illustrates the final capture-recapture result. As you see, surveillance identified 1,191 cases, HID 555, 523 were identified by both. We already estimated CLC, so CAP-RECAP really estimated an additional 41 cases missed by both systems. And this yielded an IPD surveillance system sensitivity of almost 94%. But on the other hand, if you calculate the HID IPD sensitivity, was really poor, 44%. This table illustrates the distribution of IPD ICD-9 codes by the IPD case status post the validation studies. Among those with the IPD-specific codes, 272 out of 330 were true IPD cases and yielded a sensitivity of 49% and a positive predictive values of 82% for those for the IPD-specific codes. Using the same analogy, we will have a comparable sensitivity of 51%, but very poor positive predictive values for the nanospecific codes. Our study has a lot of limitations. First of all, using sampling instead of census approach for the nanospecific codes introduced some sampling variabilities. We had small sample size, and this introduced low precision. We had some problem with the time period chosen. We decided to subset our IPD surveillance data using the date of collection, but for the HID, we used the date of admission. Another limitation, HID data in New Mexico only included hospital admission. How about the outpatient admission? How about the deaths? How about, the federal hospital admission? Very important limitation, systems were not entirely independent. And what this means, both the IPD surveillance data and HID post-validation, we required laboratory confirmation of Streptococcus pneumonia isolation from sterile sites. So there is really potential for positive dependency phenomena. And this, we may underestimate of our total IBD cases, and the potential for this, our reported 94%, may be an overestimation. We had a couple of strengths. IBD diagnosis is laboratory-based, so it's both accurate and consistent. We believe we correctly identified IBD cases through our IPD surveillance system and using a follow-up validation of the hospital admission. New Mexico is a closed population aside from, some moving across the border. We used a deterministic data linkage rather than a probabilistic data linkage where we required exact matches And then we manually review all the matches, and we correct for any false positive and false negative matches. And finally, we use a systematic sampling. Our sample was scattered among 40 hospitals around the state, and it was really, we had a hard time to review all these cases. In conclusion, New Mexico has high IBD surveillance system sensitivities, and this is likely because of having an active component, or the ABCs. And to our knowledge, this is the first state in the first study in the United States evaluating an IPD site. Second, a sample of our hospitalization data yielded 8 additional IPD cases. But again, the head IPD sensitivities and the positive predictive values can be questionable, and really it may be ICD-9 code dependent. Finally, we had a couple of recommendations. For New Mexico's, we believe periodic reviews of HIT data may be worthwhile. This identified additional IPD cases, but again, this requires a lot of work. A study of hospitalized IPD cases yet unidentified by HIT is clearly warranted. Interestingly, for the state, relying on passive reporting without resources to do active surveillance, this is really costly. It costs millions of dollars to do this active surveillance. We think that using the IPD-specific 9 codes may be an efficient way to improve or augment their surveillance. To adequately track cases, IBD case ascertainment deficiency, including hospitalization coding problems, should be addressed through some sort of coding studies in the future, and we are working on that. And finally, capture-recapture method may be really a good tool to improve surveillance case finding. Thank you.